Columbus, W224EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the time is now to conclude a Gaza ceasefire agreement that will return all of the hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th and bring relief to Palestinians suffering after more than 10 months of bombings in Gaza. Blinken in Tel Aviv for more Middle East talks. Pro-Palestinian protesters among those marching in Chicago as the Democrats begin their national convention.
Demanding a restoration of abortion rights and an end to U.S. involvement in Gaza, protesters marched in downtown Chicago Sunday.
We think that the Democrats are in the best position to respond to our demands.
Protest organizer Ann Rumberger.
They're kind of our natural allies, but they do need to feel some pressure from the left.
Demonstrations are planned each day of this convention, sometimes more than one in a day. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Chicago.
President Biden will be delivering the keynote address tonight at the convention. Kamala Harris expected to take the stage with him. She'll accept the nomination Thursday. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The eyes of the political world are on Chicago, but politicos here are watching Wisconsin. Jessica Taylor of the Cook Political Report speaking to WISN-TV's Up Front.
Wisconsin's been the tipping point state in the Electoral College for the past two election cycles. You know, we used to think of like Ohio or Florida as the ultimate swing state. It really might be Wisconsin now.
Taylor says she's watching if Wisconsin voters split their tickets for president and U.S. Senate. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table in the University's of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday into Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by six, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's Madison Housing Week. There are talks, tours, and events all week long hosted by the Madison Housing Coalition, a consortium of local and national groups. The goal is to highlight challenges in affordability and accessibility while talking about solutions. This is the first year of the event, and the coalition plans to continue it annually. Madison's housing crisis is worse than any other city of its size nationwide. And all that rain we got earlier this summer means weeds are having the time of their lives, and hundreds of Madisonians have filed complaints. According to a CapTimes report, residents have filed more than 400 complaints with the city. That's 47% more than last year. Many of them focus on neighbors they want to see clean up and mow their lawns, or weeds that residents say can block views while driving. The overseer of the city's inspection department says they're getting more complaints about weeds and long grass than they do in the wintertime about snow that hasn't been cleared. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a three-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him and his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns. Eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You still consider yourself the underdog here?
I very much consider us the underdog. We have a lot of work to do to earn the vote of the American people. That's why we're on this bus tour today, and we're going to be traveling this country as we've been and talking with folks, listening to folks, and hopefully earning their votes over the next 79 days.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Yeah. Kamala Harris, for the people.
That's She's good.
That's the theme. There's a different theme every night. Tonight is for the people.
That's right.
Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden will be speaking. There's going to be a lot of emotion here because we have a lot of pent up, you know, people that will die mad, Jody, about 2016. I'm not the only one, right?
Yes.
And like people were saying, the energy of the Obama. I think Jan Schakowsky was saying that Saturday night. We have the energy of the, you know, first black female president. We have the, you know, revenge of the pussy hats, as I said. And we have, you know, post-Roe now, right? So it's Roe-vember. Oh, I don't have a bleep button. Was I not supposed to say that thing?
The pussy part?
Yeah. Stop saying it. Oh, people are taking bets online. Let's see. Hang on a second. Steve says, hey, fellow Steph heads, what are the odds that Steph and Chris get into a brother-sister patty cake fight before the end of the show on day one?
Stop, that's happening.
Too close to me. Stop touching me. We're not used to sitting this close, Jody.
No, it's weird.
She's saying I'm taking up too much of the screen.
Look at him. I'm like, do I have like this much of the screen with your giant rock'em sock'em robot body? I'm going to knock your block off.
You sunk my battleship.
That's funny. Okay. So, all right, we got the phone lines up and working finally. This is a lot. Can we just say thank you to SiriusXM and their fantastic engineer? There's Sean Bertolo.
He's our boss. Come on, say hi.
Sean, our SiriusXM boss is here, and we are at our Sean limit. We have Sean Kaminsky and Sean Bertolo.
Sean Barton's on his way.
We're at the Sean quota. Look how handsome he is.
Yeah. Handsome and romantic.
That's how I talk to my dogs. Okay.
Oh, he's so handsome. Romantic. Serious XM manses.
That's right. But they did such a great job.
Yeah. They really did. And Sean and Jody and Chris are holding down the fort there because this is a lot.
It is a lot.
For a little operation of our size. We had to buy extra string and masking tape.
And soup cans.
Lots of soup cans.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Lots of soup cans.
Yes. Yes. And I've been thrown off my game because Bonnie briefly appeared on camera. I miss her so much.
She's still on my lap.
I love her so much.
Oh, my little baby, no.
She hears you.
I know. Far away, dog.
No, it's Clyde barking.
Mommy's coming soon, don't worry.
She hears you. She completely hears you.
Clyde, I should have. What?
She keeps turning her head.
I'm not used to being, and I love that people's suggestions now as I've aged, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's like, tell mama that they make chucks for old people.
Yes.
They're like walking on pillows. They have more arch support for mommy.
Yeah.
I was looking for a pen earlier, Jody, and he's like, oh, is it stuck to your Werther's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a butterscotch candy for you.
Ah, great. All boys love ribbon candy.
I got a popsicle tree at home.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah, we were saying new ABC Washington Post national poll among likely voters, Kamala Harris, 51, Donald Trump, 45, up 6. But mm-hmm. I don't think the 2016 PTSD is ever going to go away.
No.
Because Hillary was up by a lot, remember? So it's just we really have to pedal to the metal. But it's like a lot of these states, right?
Mm-hmm.
The New York Times Siena College poll, Harris is now within the margin of error of Trump in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. She leads by 5 points in Arizona, by 2 in North Carolina. I have an all things are possible feeling.
Yes.
Are you texting something about me? Oh, Karen in Chicago's on the phone.
Yes, she is.
Yay!
Hi, Karen. Can you hear us?
I can. Good morning.
Yes.
Hi, precious little pumpkin face. Your breasts feel even better than they look. Can I just say that?
The older I get, they're big, giant pillows. I mean, it's just, yes.
Those are pillows? No, thank you for letting me smoosh into them multiple times.
It was great to see you.
We hung out with a bunch of Steph heads Friday night. Karen's was the first face I saw, the official greeter, when we got to our hotel Friday night. Then Saturday, we hung out with Sexy Liberal. Right?
Yeah, I swear I'm not stalking you, Steph.
And then you were there Sunday morning when I came to the hotel.
Because
you were having breakfast with David Hoff.
Oh, wow.
Yes. We went up to Trey Croner. I highly recommend it if anybody wants to get out of the mayhem downtown. Trey Croner over on Foster across from North Park College, I believe. They are so great. They have this, really nice backyard area and great food. So I'm just throwing
Fantastic.
That out there to anybody that's in town.
Thank you, honey. You've been so sweet. It's been really, actually, I hope you know I was just kidding about the stalking part. You can stalk me as much as you want.
And it was great for me to smush into your boobs, too.
I know, right?
Yes, it was so... You guys were talking about it earlier. It is so joyful. Like, I feel like we're not there yet. But I just feel like everybody, the energy was so up. The panel was amazing. My gosh, the set, the stage, amazing. It was spectacular. And and just talking to everybody, just being, again, if you don't have tickets to the Sexy Liberal Tour, please do not hesitate to buy them, because I'm telling you, it is just such a wonderful experience to be around kindred spirits, people who have the same worldview, care about others, and just loving up on each other and being just the positive vibes. It really is got me.
It's not really just a comedy show anymore.
It's fellowship.
I mean, and everybody said again, this is the best one ever. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted. How can we keep trying to top ourselves? Because that panel and that audience, Karen, I mean, it just was, unbelievable. And I have to say, John and Hal and Frangela are always fantastic, but just everybody was through the roof Saturday night.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Karen, are you still there?
She's gone. She's gone now.
Oh.
She's gone. Oh, she thought she's used to me hanging up on her.
Yeah.
I have no ability to hang up on anyone. So
take advantage of that.
You can go ahead and filibuster because I'll be like, whatever.
Now's your chance.
And I'll drop you like a bad habit the minute I see someone famous. I'll just be like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, okay. Yep. What? All right. Anyway, thank you, everybody that came out and supported and just all the great. So a lot of people posted pictures on social media and all that their stuff. So, and Governor Pritzker, our new best friend, he's speaking. Is it tomorrow night? I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah. But you can see why he's so wildly popular here.
Yes.
You know, we always say that the states are the laboratories, and he's really popular for a reason because his policies work.
Yep.
We talked about how, during COVID, the Trump administration was so not just incompetent, but completely venal.
Yes.
Remember?
Yeah.
Them saying, oh, screw you. They're the blue states.
Yep.
Who cares? He went around them.
Yeah.
He got it done himself. He was talking on the stage Saturday about how they sent him all this like old broken stuff, masks and CPAPs and stuff that didn't work.
Yeah.
So,
just as retribution for being a blue state.
Yeah. I told him, I said, you know, his nephew is my buddy in L.A., and he showed me the first TV ad for Governor Pritzker before it even aired. And I said, I knew right there, I'm like, this guy's going to be effing governor.
Yeah.
Like, I could, anyway, and I told him, I said, I'm totally going to marry your nephew because I'm a gold digger. But
the Pritzker family has some money.
Oh, I wasn't aware.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
They have a whole prize named after them.
Tony's, or JB's brother was there, who I know from L.A. It was just an amazing evening. So, all right. So, this again, fact-checking. Dear God, thank you, Jody. I haven't had time. But Peter tweeted, Trump says tariffs are a tax on a foreign country and that they don't affect us. One, that's wrong. Two, it will go completely unchallenged by the right, which used to embrace free market principles. I mean, I saw Ryan Priebus on TV trying to spin like how bad everything is.
Yeah.
The economy is so bad. And it's just, there is no economic indicator that is not miles better than when Trump was in office, right?
Right.
I mean, it's just in everything he's talking. First of all, he rarely talks about anything that's not insulting Kamala Harris's intelligence or mispronouncing her name. Oh, by the way, I saw another Are They Working for Us story.
Oh, okay. Hold, please. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Oh, this one, Trump's first Harris campaign attack ad has embarrassingly misleading, because, you know, they always try to do pictures of, like, oh, it's people pulling across the border. There's a Kamala.
Kamala.
They appear to be taken from Getty images at the U.S.-Mexico border when Trump was in office.
Of course.
So.
Of course.
Are they a deep state op? Are they... Are they working for us? This campaign could not be any worse.
They can't afford better people because they have no money because they're paying off all of Trump's lawyers.
Mm-hmm. And you asked Jody Hamilton how deadly Getty images can be.
I know.
You can't control those.
No.
They're all, Getty images is forever.
It is.
That's what I'm saying. Just like the interwebs.
Uh-huh.
every analyst talking about, like, what the mistakes, like, he's making by continually calling her stupid. When they show up for the debate, people are going to be like, oh, I was told she was dumb. Like, so I still am not sure he's going to show up. I get that he has to. Maybe his ego will be like, oh, he has to.
I think he will.
She's going to wipe the floor with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she will.
There's going to be a full poopy diaper.
I'm talking.
No.
I am
speaking now. Oh, look at Ron name dropping. I'm escorting Tom Hartman into the building right now.
Yes, we do want him as a guest.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
I ran into Zerlina Maxwell from SiriusXM, a show right before us.
Yes.
The fantastic Zerlina Maxwell.
Yes.
Program. So she's going to hopefully be
also,
on at some point.
Uncle Ron found the food trucks.
Oh, there you
go. Exciting. Very exciting. Because that thing he brought us earlier was like something I thought it was on the bottom of his shoe. That was disgusting.
It was a sausage biscuit.
Yeah. No, actually, you know, it was nice. It was before anything opened.
Yeah.
And the nice lady gave them to us for free. And we were like, socialism! Free government cheese!
They had cheese on them, yes.
They did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Free cheese! Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else are they freaking out about on the right? The content of Governor Walz's... Tacos.
Right. Yes.
But there was something else. What was the other Fox News freak out? I just was like, this is just fantastic.
Well,
they just have nothing.
The taco freak out, the right is saying that Tim Walz likes mayonnaise and tuna tacos.
Right.
And that was a joke that Kamala made. He said he likes ground beef and cheese, which is
so jokes
acceptable.
Are outlawed now. No jokes.
Yeah, whatever. Although,
you know the sign of things you can't take to the airport is just a rubber chicken and no jokes past this point.
Yeah,
everything is deadly serious.
We've been in a few airports.
Charlotte Clymer tweeted, insulting women with cats or who don't have kids or are older, insulting Medal of Honor recipients, pissing off Taylor Swift fans by claiming a fake endorsement with a cringy AI. Trump and Vance are like Sideshow Bob in a large field surrounded by nothing but rakes.
Thwack.
Oh, my God. Did you see? Grampy fell for it was an AI thing. Swifties for Trump. He's like, I accept. It's like, you idiot. They are not for you.
No.
It's like
there's not a single Swiftie for Trump.
He thinks Kamala Harris's crowds are all AI.
Yeah.
But really, Taylor Swift is for him. There was something like Taylor Swift wants you to vote for Trump.
He's
like,
not
oh,
a
thank
smart
you.
Man.
Oh my
he
God.
He is not a smart man.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's take another call before we.
Would you like Kevin in D.C.?
Let's take Kevin in D.C.
Real quick. Okay. Hi, Kevin in D.C. Hello.
Yes, hi. Well, women usually don't ask me to be real quick, but I'll try.
I bet they don't. This will be an extra hard break, if you know what I mean.
Stephanie!
What?
Well, all I...
What do you do? Think that was going to suddenly be appropriate just because I'm at the DNC? Okay, go ahead, Kev.
Well, all I was calling to say is I heard that you had a great show, as usual.
Yes.
And David, you just mentioned him earlier, has done everything he can to send me pictures and make me insanely jealous at the people he ran into.
Oh, so the interpretive dance with Frangela, yes. That is worth the $20 alone.
Yes, absolutely.
I posted some pictures of my interpretive dance with Frangela.
Well, I'll check it out. When you guys come to D.C., all I ask is that you up the stakes so I can make him jealous.
Oh, well, yeah, but that'll be the last one, Sexy Liberal D.C. for the Kamala Harris inauguration.
Yes.
We're going to have to blow the roof off that.
That's what I'm saying, so I expect
somebody said they tweeted that they saw my cooch roughly 14 times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
14 times
maybe for
too
D.C.,
many.
I'll just get rid of the pantyhose entirely.
A friend of mine from Los Angeles was in the audience, and he texted me photos of your cooch.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Chris.
I specifically directed the pay-per-view cameraman to not show the governor my cooch. I don't understand what was...
Your
by the way,
cooch was
John,
all over the place.
Oh,
you couldn't miss
do you know
it.
How to, can you help me? John Fugelsang took a picture from backstage of me laying on the stage, which is fairly explicit, but we just thought it would be funny to put like a J.D. Vance like or a cat filter
right
on that spot. Can you help me do that?
Yeah, we'll break.
All right.
We need to break.
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Bonnie Clyde, Mama's going to be home soon. I swear to God, I miss them more than they miss me. I dream about them. Oh, no. You're going to hold Bonnie up again? Okay. Listen, it's because, you know why? I think, you know, dogs' love can be very easily bought. And,
of course.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
And Cod Krispies.
Right. It's the best. Yeah. Dr. Marty loves dogs so much that he, right, these are like superfoods. It's not just, it's not all those, like, if you look at a regular dog food bag, I don't know what it is. Like meat meal? What is that? Packing house scrap?
It's gross stuff.
It's disgusting. It's cooked on high heat. All the nutrients are gone. It's burnt brown kibble.
Who needs
that? Dangerous byproducts. Phooey. That's what I say.
Yes.
There can be a lot of wheat and, you know, cereal products that are cheaper for them, but they are not good for your doggies. They're carnivores. They need to eat what their ancestors ate the wild. That's their ancestors in the wild. Ow! Or maybe it's a werewolf in London. Either way, get Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, premium freeze-dried raw dog food. And right now you get 54% off and a free pack of the aforementioned Cod Krispies.
Cod Krispies!
Wild caught cod skin treats. Oh, my God, they're good. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
Well, you know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time.
Go to itsjustlunch.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burrow. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime's Idea Fest. To join this premier thought festival.
Stephanie Miller.
Candy's here.
She's the person that gets us all the guests for years and years. We did the Ben Franklin convention.
Yes.
That was our first convention. It was harder without electricity.
In 1789.
Yes. That was our very first one. Candy booked our first guests, who I think were George Washington and also... Did you want to talk? Go ahead.
I thought it was James Madison we did.
Madison. You're correct.
That's
correct.
Right.
I'm older. That's okay. Anyway, look at her. She's a rock star. Thank you.
She's
had a good guest for years and years. Thank you, honey. Mommy's on the air right now. Mommy, I'll talk to you in just a little, in just a second.
I'm Mommy.
Mommy's working now.
Yes.
Richard from WCPT is on the phone. Our Richard Chu, who was there Saturday night.
It was good to see him.
Sexy liberal. Hi, Richard.
Richard,
see you guys.
There he is.
Hiya, go ahead.
Oh, you were great, as always. Fantastic show. It was great to see you, Chris. And we had a lot of fun and all the backstage antics and all that. Great pictures. And it's going to be a great week. I called in earlier because I was like, I want to make sure. When you said they were taking calls, I thought, let me call. And then called Ron and said, hey, there's something going on, but you guys got it going. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Isn't it?
We got it going on.
You said it best earlier.
Thank you. You and Joan Esposito opened up the show for us. Patty Vasquez, all our WCPT peeps. It was so nice to have everybody there from the Chicago family.
It's great to be there. Okay. I mean, it really was. And this is, like you said earlier about the first, this week, it's so much excitement in Chicago. It's the place to be. So I know we'll see each other. I won't keep you guys. Have a great show. We'll see you in a day or two.
The whole city is so happy. We love being here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, Hal Sparks, Chicago boy, gave me some Chicago fun facts. It's called the second city because the first one burned down.
Yeah, all right.
All right, 29 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show live from the DNC.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrat strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Rainy weather messed up Memorial Day weekend and therefore Bratfest. That's leading organizers to launch a new event this fall. It's called Brattoberfest. It'll be up in Wisconsin Dells at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. The new festival will help the nonprofits who participate in Bratfest raise extra money, money they likely budgeted for if they make about the same chunk every year. It also gives the bands and artists whose performances were canceled a chance to perform. Brattoberfest runs Friday, September 20th through Sunday, September 22nd. And if you're feeling nostalgic, this weekend is an adult summer camp. Aldo Leopold Nature Center is hosting Camp Aldo, which includes typical camp games and activities, plus beer. There will be Capture the Flag, campfire songs, friendship bracelets, tug-of-war, scavenger hunts, and tie-dying. It's this Saturday, and it's not sold out yet. You can still get tickets. It's a $50 suggested donation per person, and all money raised will go toward environmental education for kids in southwestern Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy at times this afternoon. Our high today, 79, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. Then on Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Saving money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all our great deals going on in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again. Quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Luff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
With Health and Human Services in the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
I have to tell you, Tim, even though you and I grew up in different parts of the country, you remind me of the people I grew up with. Hardworking folks, plain speaking.
Yeah.
People who know the difference between right and wrong.
Yep.
And care, love thy neighbor in, yeah, in the most authentic and true way.
Yeah.
Those are the folks I grew up with, and I know that's who you are, and I'm so glad we're doing this together.
I'm proud to be with you.
Oh, God, I love them so much. Speaking of love, look who's next to me.
Yay!
Tom Hartman. Tom Hartman's here, everybody. This is
great
so
exciting. Good to see you guys. Good to see you,
so
Tom.
This is so exciting. My producer, my executive producer, Jody Hamilton, knows that you are like 11 billion times smarter than me, so she frequently starts a sentence with, Tom Hartman says, and I'm not jealous at all. I appreciate
it. I don't even know how to respond to that. It's true, though.
Tom, this is so exciting, is it not? Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, we've been doing this a lot of years, and there is something about this year.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about why, because you can feel the electricity in the air, even at the United Center here.
Yeah, you know, all the commentators on the TV networks were all like, oh, it's going to be 1968 all over again, and
oh,
the protest is going to, and there's going to be police violence. I think it's 2008 all over again.
Yes.
I totally
agree.
I'm not the first person to say that, obviously. But
with Revenge of the Pussy Hats, can I just say, from 2016, post-Roe.
Yeah.
Times 11 billion.
Yeah, yeah, it's there's real momentum.
Somebody tweeted a picture of the Women's March, and they said, you forget, this was three times at least the size of Trump's inauguration, and that's just a taste of what's coming in November, I think.
Yeah. If he loses in particular.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wins in particular.
No. Don't say that.
We can't talk about that.
Can you edit that out? Edit out what Tom
said. We'll do that. We'll take care of it.
Fix that in post.
Yeah.
Tom.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it really is. So many people keep using the word joy.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's so joyful and happy.
Yeah.
And you see people laughing and you know, just the way, and this Harris-Walz campaign, Tom, is the best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. I've never seen a political campaign catch fire in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, in my whole lifetime.
Right.
You know, it's just.
And you're right. We were talking about the punditry. It's so ridiculous. They're just filling time. We were talking last week about someone going, oh, well, you know, Biden and Harris together, that's going to be awkward. And she's trying to separate herself. And I'm like, no, she's not. And no, it's not awkward.
Oh, you know,
it is going to be a love fest tonight.
You know what makes me insane? Is, you know, when Trump has rolled out policy after policy after policy, you know, things he's going to give away, tax breaks he's going to do, blah, 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 blah. Never once, now maybe I missed it, right?
Yeah.
But never once have I heard any media figures say, how's he going to pay for it?
I know.
Kamala Harris rolled
Great
out her
point.
Policies day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
CBS, how's he going to pay for it? NBC, how's he going to pay for it? NPR. Three different segments on NPR yesterday morning. How's he going to pay for it? This is they had somebody from the friggin' Competitive Enterprise Institute on going, how's he going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Competitive Enterprise. They used to come on my program back before they started refusing to come on and debate like we should privatize Social Security with me. You know, I mean, these people are troglodytes.
Yeah.
And it's like the media is like just sucking up right-wing memes like there's no tomorrow. It's nuts.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that earlier, the tariffs. They're attacks on the American people. They're not. I mean, and I think that it's so brilliant the way she's framed inflation and price gouging.
Yeah.
Because that's what we've been saying. Yeah, we've been saying that from day one.
I mean, we saw this after World War One. We saw this after World War II. You know, we saw it after the end of the great flu pandemic. Of course, that kind of bled right into World War One. But there was always, you know, about 2 years of just out of control inflation worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, the demand is coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the supply is coming back. And then it balances out. And that's what's happening right now. And it's balancing out here better than anywhere else in the world because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party, not one single Republican voted for the Inflation Reduction
Act. Right.
Had the wisdom to realize that what you need to do is goose the economy to get through this period of time and try to put some reasonable controls on corporate behavior. And that's the one area that they haven't really been able to pull off.
I always feel like I need to ask you if this is going to be on the test. Do we have to know this?
Professor Hartman.
He's just a font of knowledge. I'm always like, oh, no, I better write that down. you know, to your point, Sarah Longwell, who was the Republican strategist originally, she said this is where the but the policies argument falls flat for me. There's nothing resembling a free market, limited government, personal responsibility, American leadership in the world vision from Trump or the Trumpified GOP. It's a hollow rationalization not based on reality. I mean, it's all he's got is insults now.
Yeah.
Just calling Kamala Harris stupid?
Yeah.
Like, is that your whole campaign? And I'm better looking than she is? Is that your campaign?
Yeah, it is, apparently. I mean, you know, what does he have? This is the guy who's the king of insults. You know, what I think is interesting is in 2016 or 2015 and 16, particularly in the Republican primary, America had never before seen a political candidate who just, you know, called other people names.
Right.
Yeah.
Who, you know, little Marco, low energy Jeb. And it just never happened before. And so it was novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the media was all over it. Holy cow, we've never seen anything like this. And you know, now it's like, you know, 10 years later.
It's old.
And yeah. It's, you know, I wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago saying that Trump is now in the fat Elvis phase of his career.
You're absolutely right.
And, oh, God.
Yes.
And, please let's make sure fat Orange Elvis leaves the building for good.
Yeah, he's just recycling the old hits. Mm-hmm. You know, all he knows is the stuff that he's been, you know, rehearsing for 10 years.
Yep.
Not that bright. He's got a couple of talking points that Steve Bannon gave him back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate on brown people, hate on immigrants, hate, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all hate and anger, and he's just freaked out, and he's got nothing. And then he says, let's not tax tips. And Kamala Harris comes along and says, yeah, let's not tax tips. It was Reagan who did that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now he's like, don't tax Social Security. Well, that was Reagan, too.
Yeah.
So suddenly Donald Trump is running against the GOP.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's got to be making the Republicans crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, Tom mentioned that he just wrote an article right now and another book while we've been talking.
He did. Yeah. He's been busy.
It's weird. You can't see his hand moving.
I just published
one. You can't see his hand moving.
I mean, 10 minutes ago.
Just talking to me, he has so many brain cells left. Like, just talking to me is like talking to Coco the gorilla.
Yeah.
Like, he, you know, it's like he doesn't, half his brain is tied behind his back. He's just writing.
It's the LSD. It stimulates your brain.
Yay
cells.
For hippies.
I did a lot of acid. Back in the day, of course.
Right.
You know, I think I was down in Brazil. I saw it yesterday, Tom, that echoed your comments that you just made. Like, the American people are tired of this.
Yeah.
It is like an old, moldy vaudeville act that's just gotten stale.
Well, in Brazil, it's the same thing with Bolsonaro.
They got tired of him.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But that's what you're saying. We're just sick of the, just, you have this feeling, they're sick of the hatefulness and divisiveness and insults and just, you know, I mean, and by the way, speaking of the media, they keep talking about, oh, she's not taking questions from reporters. Am I high? Did we not just see several clips of her talking to reporters?
Mm-hmm.
She's been talking to reporters.
Oh,
she's
been
answering questions.
She absolutely has been.
Yeah,
and,
I mean,
and you know, but it's they've got to have a meme, right? The media always settles on, you know, we've got to have a strategy, we've got to have a meme.
I don't know
what else to call it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I get the sense this time, Tom, people just don't care. But we're going to do this without the media this time. They don't care about the media, about what the pundits say, what the spin is.
Where did I put my bag?
What's going on? Oh. Oh, someone stole Tom Hartman's bag. Oh, well.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
No, it's right there.
Sorry, moment of panic.
That's okay.
I can't tell you how many times I've lost phones in airports.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
That moment of panic when it sets in, there's just like, there's
it's
no experience
the worst.
Like that. Yeah.
I thought maybe there was mice. I was like, what is he looking at? What's going on? That'll be our next thing. Rodents show through our wires.
I don't see any mice.
But, I think that, you know, people have gotten so turned off the mainstream media that, you know, you're seeing some of the same, like Lawrence O'Donnell did that great thing about it's 2016 all over again.
Oh, that was epic.
Yeah.
That
I mean,
epic.
And but I just think people are like, screw you.
Yeah.
You know,
it is
such an organic feeling grassroots movement, isn't it? I mean, just all of the we're not going back, all the chants, they're just happening organically, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And you know, America is waking up, I really believe.
Yeah.
You know, the sad part is that the right wing movement is also growing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and they're growing in large part because people like Elon Musk.
Yes.
And, you know, because the social media is amplifying their voices.
Yeah.
How can anybody have watched that Elon Musk interview and not just... First of all, I don't know what was happening with the lisp.
He needed to put his teeth back.
Yeah.
That's what...
We're in Dear Abby's hometown, and he was just like Dear Abby effed, you know, Sylvester the cat. It was just like...
Yes. Kamala Harris isn't smart enough to have a press conference, and I'm going to go to Venezuela.
Well, you know what's funny is I tweeted, you know, Trump just told Elmo that he's going to go to Venezuela if he loses the election. Don't you think we should be, grabbing his plane and his passport?
Yeah.
And I got like literally thousands of responses on Twitter from these right-wing trolls going, he never said that. Prove to me he said that. He never said, Trump would never say, yeah, go to Venezuela. It's a communist guy. And it's like they just don't know what the hell is going on.
No. Yeah. They're not paying attention. By the way, you mean Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
Yeah,
because you can't write this election cycle. He is literally on Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
Right. Or he was for one
day. Was, yeah.
Yeah. Right,
whatever. Well, until the end.
Yes. No, but I mean the plane that he's renting. Because remember his plane,
his plane had a hydraulic
failure. Yeah, and
failure.
So right. they claimed they didn't know it was Epstein's old plane.
Right, right. Well, I think hydraulic failure is tech speak for we didn't pay the airport fee last time.
Yes. That makes total sense.
All the cities he can't go to, which I think is why he's, you know, like campaigning in his pajamas from his house now.
Yes. And from fields.
Right. Because he can't go because he owes money to everywhere and they won't let him. I mean, it's hilarious. Yeah. Was it Asheville, our beloved Asheville?
Yes.
It's Tom Hartman and Stephanie Miller country.
Yes.
But they were like, no, you pay in advance.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I hope someone puts one of those wheel locks on his plane.
He still owes El Paso $500,000. You know, he's just refusing to pay.
I hope they put a boot. Can't they do that?
Boot
with the boot. Oh, yeah, get this boot off my plane. Why isn't it moving?
It would work.
Yeah, it would.
So, Tom, what are you... So, tonight's is for the people, Hillary Clinton and Joe... I think there's just not going to be a dry eye in the House when Joe Biden speaks. I mean, we were at Sexy Liberal Saturday night, just, burst out into a spontaneous thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much love for Joe Biden and this selfless act of patriotism that of course Hillary Clinton's going to talk about all the cracks in the glass ceiling and we're finally going to shatter it and it's going to be one of the most emotionally powerful nights. What are you looking forward to?
I think so too. I'm looking forward to that speech tonight and I'm looking forward to Thursday night when Kamala Harris does her thing. Those I think are going to be the bookends, the big things. You said
I love when the Obamas aren't big names anymore. Like,
and then also and the rest.
Bill Clinton. They're like the Gilligan's Islands and the rest.
Actually, you kind of know what they're going to say.
And, sure. Yeah.
I mean, they're both good orators.
Sure.
And I'm assuming Bill Clinton hasn't lost much of his step.
Yeah. But God, they replayed that. They keep replaying the Obama, speech that gave us all chills. The 2004, right?
Yeah.
And I think she has. Somebody else was saying that she has like Obama level orator skills that and I just think she really was underestimated.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You said Sexy Liberal Saturday night. Did you do a gig Saturday night?
Yes, here.
In Chicago.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Oh, it was fantastic. We had Governor Pritzker and Chairman Jamie Harrison and Mark Hamill and Jan Schakowsky and Jill Weinbanks on panel.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was fantastic. I am knitting your patriotic thong for Portland, Sexy Liberal.
That's right.
September 7th.
Yes.
And with Rachel Bitticoff.
Bong?
And bong. That bong.
Yeah. I'll take the bong.
Oh, all right. I will give you a bong if you wear the thong. And Rachel Bitticoffer, who's so fantastic, is going to join you on panel.
She lives in Oregon.
Yes.
She's going to join you.
From us.
But we were at the Vic Theater on Saturday night here.
Uh-huh. By the way, that MSNBC town hall is September 7th. You can tape that. You have one opportunity to see Tom Hartman in a patriotic thong if you are anywhere in the Pacific Northwest.
There you go. September 7th, you said.
Yes. You've already agreed to it, so don't even start with me, mister.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, can you stay one more segment, or do you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
awesome.
Yay!
All right.
I actually taped him to the chair, so he wasn't going to go anyway, even if he said no. Okay. It is. What time is it, Tom?
It is.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
That's right.
Yeah, I made sure that I brought extra protein because you know how Chris just atrophies,
I need my protein.
Right. Between if he's not near weights, protein, it's really. You don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Okay. PowerLife High Impact Protein, and it is very travelable.
It is.
Is that a word?
Yes.
I don't know if it's a word.
I have it brought in my suitcase.
There you go.
Yep.
Tony Horton, P90X guy, he got shingles. Mm-hmm. He almost bit the dirt, man. I'm just telling you, he had to rebuild his muscle mass. He discovered high-impact protein,
yes.
Which is right a naturally occurring molecule, HMB. Look, I'm teaching Tom Hartman stuff now. He's listening.
Yeah,
no,
HMB.
He's taking notes now.
Yeah.
Yeah. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, and helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise.
What?
Right? Maybe you got to cut. Well, we recommend exercise.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, this is your little buddy. This is your little spotter.
Uh-huh.
This is when the barbell's on your neck. This, like, helps you push it off. I'm talking gym to Chris. That's the only thing he understands.
And I look horrified.
Make this your spotter. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS. Save 30%. And you get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent a disease. Text fees may apply.
Come on now.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Save big money on your next tiling project now at Menards. Complete your tiling job with professional quality installation materials from Tech. We carry high quality Tech mortar and grout for all floor and wall tile sizes. Sturdy Flex mortar for floors offers steady, reliable bonding performance. On sale through August 25th. Save big money on Tech mortar and grout at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
a strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show live from the DNC brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. They're back at home with Jody. They're still in Jody Hamilton's petting zoo. But, you know, away from, but I got to FaceTime with Bonnie earlier. Oh, my God. And she was just, all she said is, talk to the paw. Just make sure you left the Nature's Blend. That was it. She didn't want to talk to me. You know how she's in a snit. She's going to be in a snit for a little while.
Of course, yeah.
You know how they are. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is just the best dog food in the world, period. Yeah, he's like the Tom Hartman of like dog food.
No, my dogs eat it.
Right?
Yeah.
He went to Cornell.
They love it.
He's as smart as you, except he's, you know, he's like Dr. Doolittle meets Tom Hartman.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a good guy.
Dog and cat food. Nature's Beast.
Our cats eat his too.
Because you have to make it sound fancy.
There is no better food out there. There is none.
Look at that was an unsolicited testimonial live from Tom Hartman.
No, it wasn't a lie. We've been using this stuff for
superfood.
Yeah.
I know. Look at you. You look like you're still like 14. You look
that's
the same.
I eat Dr. Marty's dog food too.
Me too. Me too. No, we all eat superfood, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's like all the salmon and kale and I don't know to eat with you. You eat like like an Olympic athlete. Okay, that's what's in there. Superfoods, right? Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Wait, there's Debbie Stabenow. Senator Stabenow, get over here. I'm live on the air, but okay.
Yeah, she'll come back.
Okay, go to DrMartyPets.com. Get 54% off right now, DrMartyPets.com/Miller, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Hi, Senator Stabenow. We love you so much. Hang on. Tom Hartman, I'm dropping you for a bigger name, but you're staying. No, no, no. You stay right here.
Okay.
Look, you get Tom Hartman, too.
Hello, Senator Stabenow. It's nice to see you again.
I miss you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
Senator, sit down. I don't know if people know. You were so instrumental in helping get progressive radio started back 1,000 years ago. Oh, sorry. Okay, hang on. We need to put this on you so we can hear you.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Hang on. This is too roly. And her hair is too perfect. I'm so sorry. There she is. Senator Debbie Stabenow of the great state of Michigan.
There you go. Hey, Senator.
Senator, thank you so much. You were so instrumental. Remember we did the first convention? It was Ben Franklin's?
I know.
Yeah, remember?
I know. But we started talking about progressive radio actually in my living room in Lansing, Michigan.
And now we have giants like Tom Hartman.
I know.
I grew up in Lansing, Michigan.
I know, yes.
Can we talk about why there's so many awesome women in Michigan? I mean, Gretchen Whitmer and you.
You know,
Jocelyn Benson, right?
I know. It's exciting to see that people, and this is what it takes, which is why it's important that Hillary ran before Kamala, who will be our next president of the United States.
Yes.
But you have to see women in power. You have to be able to see it. And so, you know, we've had women governors. I actually ran for governor in 1994, barely lost. 8 years later, Jennifer Granholm won.
Right.
And then there was a debate, would Michigan elect a second woman governor? I was like, what?
Oh, God. This is the early days of stand-up comedy. They're like, we can't book a woman. We had one last month.
I know. And so I did a lot of balk and tackling on that one. And so she won, is obviously, you know, awesome, and our Secretary of State and our Attorney General. And now I'm going to pass the torch in Michigan to a woman, Alyssa Slotkin, congresswoman, who's going to take my place in the Senate. So I think people now have great confidence that you want to get something done.
Yeah.
You get a woman on the case. You elect a woman, and then you get real things done.
Donald Trump thinks the little ladies are going to be all over the road thing. They'll be all over that.
I know. I think we just should hand him a mic every day. Here, talk. Here.
Operation Let Trump Talk is working
let him
very
talk.
Well.
And J.V. Vance. He's definitely the J.V.
Yeah.
We got the coach of the varsity team, and then you got the J.V.
Yeah.
And so I think we just let him talk.
Yeah.
You know?
Coach Walls is magic. He is just, and they're magic together.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And, you know, Midwest, Great Lakes governor, I told him, I said, you know, people are so excited in Michigan because you can actually, he knows where the Great Lakes are. When we say Lake Michigan, you know, he knows what Lake Michigan is.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. And so, and he knows how important that is to our economy and to our way of life in Michigan. And Trump tried to cut all the money to fund the Great Lakes restoration when he first got in. I mean, it's just...
Can I? Is there any way I can tie you to this chair? Because we have to hard break now.
Do you have
to
go?
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Todd's in Chicago getting ready to cover the Democratic National Convention. So on our next show, tune in for coverage of the event.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.